Welcome back to Things Happen and I Can't Shut Up. My name is Charlotte. I'm the host. Usually I'm going to have guests on this show and it's going to be a very conversational show. And even though this is the second episode, I decided that this topic that I'm going to discuss today, I was just getting way too fired up and wanted to share with everyone some of my thoughts and just kind of get it out there while it's still relevant, because I feel like everything happens so quickly in culture that there's just no time to even comment on it. You have to do it in the here and now. And on Thursday, the newest episode of Severance aired. I have a lot of thoughts about it, and I have a lot of thoughts about the show as a whole, but I feel like this latest episode really highlighted a lot of the things that I've been suspecting this show was trying to tell us from the beginning. I am going to warn you, this episode may have some sensitive content because I'm just really going to go there with some of the stuff, and I will provide some source material in the show notes so that you can go and listen to some of the things that I'll mention or read articles to back up some of my theories and thoughts. But yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and dive right into it. All right, we are going to get into it. This is an official spoiler warning. If you have not watched any of Severance or up until season 2, episode 7, Chikai Bardot, which is the episode we will be discussing today, and you really care about the plot, then don't listen to this, because I will be discussing in-depth parts of the plot of the entire series, really, but also this episode especially. And if you are just listening for maybe some conspiracy theory related content, then go right ahead. But if you are listening because you've been watching Severance and you're not caught up, this is your official spoiler warning. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get into it. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about with this episode is I wanted to start not necessarily with the show Severance itself, but I wanted to give some guidelines for what I think really drives a lot of the show. I've had my suspicions since the beginning of the show that there was something that these people who write and direct and produce the show are trying to tell us. In this case, that's Ben Stiller. He's the biggest name on this show. Everyone knows who Ben Stiller is. I love Ben Stiller movies and I think they're hilarious. But a while ago, I noticed something with Ben Stiller's movies before I ever kind of got into conspiracy theories or anything like that, was that a lot of his movies mention the CIA. And if you know anything about the CIA, you know that they have a branch in Hollywood and that the CIA has used Hollywood and media to sway American thoughts and beliefs for many, many years. As long as they have been in power, they have done these things through media. And so anytime the CIA is mentioned in a show or by an artist or by a director, it kind of piques my interest, because I just feel like the CIA slash federal jobs, as in FBI, NSA, Secret Service, those kind of things are really glorified in TV, and we're always made to think those are the good guys. But I've been really digging into the CIA, the true CIA, and who they are, and it's quite shocking. Right now, there is actually a series that is about to come out on Netflix for a book that I read last year called Chaos, and it is by Tom O'Neill. It is called Chaos, Charles Manson, the CIA, and the Secret History of the 60s. In this novel, he goes on to explain how the CIA was training people to be mind controlled, or training people to mind control other people. This book asserts an alternative narrative to the Manson murders as we know them. Reading this book totally opened my eyes to how swayed of a narrative we are being told through media, and how the CIA has used media since the 50s to put a message across. So anytime the CIA is mentioned in any media that I watch, it perks my interest a little bit now, because I feel like maybe there is some messaging that is going to be there. So the thing that interests me about Ben Stiller is actually the way I learned about the MK Ultra project, which, if you're not aware of what MK Ultra is, it is a government-funded, proven real project that was done by the CIA in the 50s, I believe starting in the 40s even, 50s and 60s, where they used LSD and other hallucinogenic drugs. Also, they used meth and heroin, really any kind of drug they could get to alter your mind space and make you a little bit more dissociated from your body. They used these drugs while they either tortured you sexually, mentally, or physically to do something called trauma-based mind control. They would traumatize them so badly that they would be able to mind control these people. They use tactics like this on people all the time. There are so many anecdotal stories of people from the CIA who have whistleblown. Now we don't have a ton of whistleblowers because they've come down so hard on whistleblowers in the past now, but who have said that this is real and that this is happening to people. A lot of times these people who have been under the influence of trauma-based mind control / MK Ultra, they don't even know what they're doing when they're doing it, really. They almost switch off their brains. It's like a part of their brain switches off and they can't even remember what they're doing while they're doing it. It's government, you know, work, or government / big corporation, which, I mean, really, the similarities between Kier and America, I know that's what they're trying to get across. They're trying to get it more across that corporations are going to treat you like a corporate slave. But what I find very interesting is they're not putting the emphasis on the fact that Kier is also where they live. And the vibe I'm getting is that it's also the nation they live in. So Kier is a corporation. It's a nation. We also have this entity behind it. I'll get more into this later. But that there's also a religion behind Kier, which I think is very fascinating. And like I said, I'm going to get into that more later. But for right now, we're going to stay on this course of MK Ultra and mind control. So far, Ben Stiller, the first time I ever heard of MK Ultra was in Zoolander, which if anyone's seen Zoolander, you know, it's an amazing movie. It's hilarious. But the whole premise of it is that these models who are modeling, they're famous models in the spotlight. And this is where I'm going to go with this is I'm going to say that I think the real world does in reality reflect this. I'm not saying I think Zoolander is exactly the truth, but I'm going to get into a term that I believe will explain all this in a moment. But I do think that Zoolander is an example of what truly happens. I mean, it's parody. It's parody of models and the rich life and all of that and the elite that comes along with all of that. And the premise of the whole movie is that Derek Zoolander is a model who is going to be brainwashed to assassinate a world leader. How are they going to brainwash him? Well, they literally talk about MK Ultra and use MK Ultra elements on him in the movie to brainwash him to be triggered to murder a world leader. Yes, it is a hilarious movie, but also like that always was crazy to me, that concept. That always sparked my interest. It made me more curious. But there's also those elements in Tropic Thunder as well, which he was involved in, psychological manipulation and controlled personas. And just changing the radical transformations all the actors went through, like in how they looked. Robert Downey Jr. obviously was also doing blackface for the movie, so he looked totally different. But the CIA is known for doing these insane transformations on people with face masks. You can watch literal TED Talks on CIA agents talking about the technology of their disguises. And it is insane. It looks identical to a real person. You wouldn't be able to tell. And then also, he didn't direct it or produce it or anything, but he was still involved in it. And it was the first movie I ever saw him in, Meet the Parents. Ben Stiller is marrying an ex-CIA agent's daughter. And yeah, I remember thinking, rewatching it this past year and thinking, that's crazy that the dad is an ex-CIA agent. And so for me, once I realized that Ben Stiller had a deep emotional connection to the CIA and putting them in his media, I already had my antennas up about Severance. I did realize that Severance was a metaphor for psychological compartmentalization, which is big with trauma-based mind control. And what really drove it through to me and the gears really started turning was in the past season when we've talked about Project Monarch which I believe was the Ortbo episode. They mentioned Project Monarch for the first time. Project Monarch is a real project from the United States government that was about time travel and mind control. And it is really interesting to me that they call the Ortbo Project Monarch for that reason. Because I don't believe they were actually outside in the Ortbo. I believe they were just in basically a fabricated reality. But what really drove through to me this idea about trauma-based mind control was this past episode. The episode was titled Chikai Bordeaux, which Gemma explains is basically a type of ego death, you fighting yourself. But obviously the reference there is that the innie is fighting the outie in the Severance universe. But what I find even more interesting is that Lumen is sending her the paperwork. She said, hey, look, hun, they sent me, I forgot what she said exactly, but she said something about the butterfly or, you know, the ink blot pages. Basically, they send to her through, her doctor is a Lumen doctor at the fertility clinic. We find out he's the same doctor that's doing experiments on her at Lumen currently, but they at the clinic have flagged Gemma. They're doing psychological analysis on her, and they're sending her things based on her genetics, which I believe at the beginning of the episode when her and Mark were having their blood drawn and meeting, it was a Lumen machine. Obviously, that wasn't a mistake that they showed us that. I believe from that point on, they were basically tracking them and knew that there was something special about them, because I think that blood and blood type is going to be very relevant in the show coming later on, because I think that bloodlines are very important to the elites in the real world. Basically, Kier models 100% the model of what people would call the Illuminati or the Cabal. Put a name to it, I don't care. I don't think there is a certain name for it, but I do think that there is an elite class of people who live ritualistically. They have a different religion than the most of us. And that religion includes a karmic idea of something called revelation of the method. Revelation of the method is something in these elite societies / esoteric religions. In other words, worshiping entities from even as far back as the Bible, like the beginning of the Bible, talking about Baal, Molech, all that stuff. If you're in the conspiracy world, then you know. But if this is your first intro to anything like this, then the theory is that these elite people, it's kind of crazy to even say out loud in a public forum, but these elite people worship these entities, and they do rituals, sacrifices to them. And they also believe in something called karma, which we all joke about karma, but they actually believe in karmic retribution. And if they don't tell you what they're doing, then they will suffer the consequences. But as long as they are telling you what they're doing through symbolism and through messaging and programming, then it's fine. You technically were made aware of what they are going to do. So they are karmically out of the equation. They don't have to worry. They told you, hey, we're doing this. And you signed yes by just absorbing the content that we're creating. So all this to say, this episode with Gemma, to me, was a major revelation of the method moment in this show. Gemma being exposed to so many different severance rooms means that she has multiple personalities. And the way they have trapped her inside of Lumen is by making her outie an innie, by creating so many different personalities that she's trapped in this web of severance and she can't get out. She literally can't even escape because she can't remember what she's doing in the elevator to get out once she's on the severed floor. But that is exactly how trauma-based mind control works in the real world. And after I watched this episode, honestly, I have believed in these things for a while. You, not even just trauma-based mind control, but a term called satanic ritual abuse, which a lot of people are coming forward with their stories. I can even link in the show notes some real stories that I have heard from survivors of satanic ritual abuse or people who rescue survivors out of satanic ritual abuse. And it's really what, to me, what human trafficking is all about, probably. They are trafficking people for these purposes. And that is also what Lumen is doing. I mean, they took Gemma's dead body and they told her husband that she was dead. They literally stole a person from the face of the planet and put her inside of a corporation / base, which a lot of these people who come out of trauma-based mind control facilities or satanic ritual abuse talk about something called deep underground military bases, which are real. I Googled it earlier. You can Google deep underground military bases. They will pop up. There's one in Montana I was looking at. Some consider the Denver airport to be the entrance to a deep underground military base. There are known deep underground military bases all over the place where these top secret black budget government projects are being facilitated, and there are human beings down there being experimented on. So watching this episode for me was very disturbing because I do feel as if this is a reality for a lot of people, that they are being suppressed in the way that Gemma was being suppressed in this show. And I think that the next thing we're going to see, we've already seen some ritualistic vibes coming from the first season with Dylan's after hours party and the goats and everything. That's a very ritualistic symbol in these esoteric religions. I believe that we're going to see some more ritualistic elements brought into this. And I don't think this is the end of the revelation of the method of this show. I think that they are going to reveal a lot more. I honestly think that a lot of the things that are happening in this show are happening in real life. Technology is so much more advanced than we even understand. There are people in the military who have testified to saying that technology you see in front of you is 50 years behind what they actually are using. And something else I find very interesting about this episode is they are gathering all this data about Gemma through her reproductive journey of trying to do IVF and have a baby. And it really shook me because a lot of people who say they're abducted by aliens, I love listening to alien abductee stories. Also, I love listening to any kind of supernatural anything. I've always been super fascinated by it. And even for a little while, you know, when I was a kid, I was always like, yeah, I believe in aliens and Bigfoot and all this stuff. And then, you know, whenever you become a teenager and a young adult, shame enters in and you start to feel ashamed of who you are. So even when I kind of suppressed some of that, like, yeah, like, I don't think any of that's real, I've actually seen some things that I've seen a UFO. We'll get into this on the show another time, but I have seen a UFO. I have had a couple of really crazy spiritual negative experiences, and I believe in all that stuff. So I do believe that people are abducted by extraterrestrial craft, I should say. I believe that the United States government uses extraterrestrial craft as well. And I do believe that, honestly, they do experiments on American people without our permission. I've never been abducted, obviously, but I have heard enough stories at this point that I do feel that people are being experimented on. And the thing that is being experimented on is their fertility or their organs. Like, women will have pregnancies disappear. They will have their ovaries disappear. They will, you know, be totally fine one day and then, like, be pregnant the next. There's so many of these stories, and it all has to do with fertility. And I really think it's interesting that all of this started with Gemma's fertility journey to have a baby. That, and also, if you notice in the intro of the show, there are now babies everywhere, which at first I was saying, I think that Mark and Helly are going to have a baby, because if you've watched the show, then you know they don't really know what they're getting up to at work. So I now am having some theories that Gemma will somehow still be involved with having a baby. I don't know. I do believe there's going to be a baby at the end of the show as to the episode, but I think it's very interesting that the fertility aspect of it was so pronounced, with also her being kidnapped. And it's kind of crazy because Lumen looks kind of like a spaceship on the inside. Not saying that she got abducted by aliens, but just saying that the similarities are there for sure. Okay, so what are you supposed to do with all this information? That is why I wanted to do this episode, because I really love watching movies and TV now that I know some of this esoteric symbolism and what it means and some of the things behind it. And I would love for other people to be able to watch things with a lens and just know exactly what they're seeing. And instead of feeling fear or feeling almost disinterested in it, on the other side of that, I want people to be aware that what Revelation of the Method is that it is a message to people of what they are doing, what they are doing or what they are trying to do or implement in the world. And I used to think movies and TV were fake, and obviously there are a ton of fake things on movies and TV, but the more that I've been watching things back, the more that I see that our movies and TV, a lot of things have come true that's happened in movies and TV and media. We joke about The Simpsons, but that is a great example of Revelation of the Method. How many times has The Simpsons gotten it right? I'm sorry, those people aren't just geniuses that can just write funny things and like know the tempo of culture. No, I'm sorry. Those people don't. That's not true. Okay. Someone is feeding people, hey, we're going to do these events, the CIA in Hollywood, and you are going to thread it into media so that whenever these events do take place, we have a docile and easy to control traumatized society. And once you wake up to the trauma that they're trying to inflict on you constantly with all the fear and all the things they're trying to tell you subliminally in movies and TV, you can break out of that fear. And so I think that was my main purpose. Was I watched that episode and honestly, my heart broke, because I do feel like there are people in reality who are basically going through probably even worse than what Gemma is going through in this episode. And two, I just love to be able to spot those things out and call it out for what it is. And I still love Severance. I'm going to watch it every week. And I mean, I kind of have accepted that I think most of the people who are making TV and media are not on the team that I am on, and that's okay, because I still like watching it, a lot of it within reason. Like if it's trash, I'm not going to watch it, but if it's good art, Severance is good art, I'm going to watch it and enjoy it. And also, God said, be in the world, not of it. So I'm being in it, and I'm in Severance. I'm in it. It's good. So let me know your thoughts on this. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and it wasn't too wild. I know this is pretty out there. So if you don't like any of that, that's fine. You can throw that out. You don't have to listen to this episode. But if you love more conspiracy theory minded stuff, some of that will be coming. This, like I said, this podcast will be a mix of everything, anything I find interesting. Today, it was America's most famous TV show at the moment and conspiracy theories, which I always love talking about. I hope you guys enjoyed the show today. It was so much fun to record. I was just so excited. I literally woke my husband up at 5:30 in the morning the day after I watched this episode and was like, I have so many thoughts. I am overflowing. And he told me, why don't you just go podcast about it? Because I can't listen to this anymore. I'm just kidding. He did listen to it once he woke up. It was just 5:30 in the morning. And I was just really excited to get this off my chest. So I hope that y'all have a great week, and I've got another fun guest coming on this week, and then I'll have another guest as well next week. So it's going to be some fun conversational episodes. Maybe I'll get another solo episode in at some point, but I've had a great time today, and I hope y'all have a wonderful rest of your day.